Hello?
Hi, my name is Jonathan. I have Mr. Tyquan Williams on the line. I was hoping you could help me out.
Yep, go ahead and transfer. Hello, Mr. Williams.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you for asking. This is in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. You wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice or signed any other documents with any other law firm regarding this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Williams, I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
All right. And is it Taiwan? Is that how you say it?
Type one.
Taekwon? Okay.
Excuse me,
All
my
right, Miss.
dog's making some noise. Excuse me, my
Oh,
dog making some noise. Hold on. Be quiet. Let them outside.
I got dogs. I know how it is.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's fine. At any times, Mr. Williams, we get disconnected. You can I'll call you on a 949 phone number. This is your cell
I'm
phone. I'm
ready.
talk cell phone. I'm talking to you on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, type B.
Type B. Do you know what type of B cell?
Oh, sales appointment. Just to be sale of phone.
Is it marginal zone B cell lymphoma? There's a bunch.
No, it's discus diffuse DFFUSE B cell lymphoma. Probably not pronouncing it right.
Yeah, I know it's really hard to pronounce. There's so many subtypes. Let me see if I can find it. If not, it's all right. B cell.
It's DFDIFFUSE B cell appointment.
B cell lymphoma. Okay. All right. So perfect. Thank you for going over that. Now, when you are filing on behalf of yourself, when was your first diagnosis of the NHL?
When I first got diagnosed,
Yeah.
2017,
Do you know the month and year?
May 2017.
May 27th, 17, or May
You asked me
20th?
when I you asked. No, May 2017.
Oh, do you know the day of during May? Like what date? Sometime in May, though, like May 1st or the 15th. It's to the best of your knowledge.
Like,
Mr. Williams,
yeah,
if it's.
I just know when I got I was when I got diagnosed with it, I was 28 years old. It was like May 20, that was like 2017, somewhere up in there.
Okay, to the best of your knowledge, if you had to pick a date, would you say like the 1st, the 15th, the 20th?
I said the 20th.
Okay. Again, if you have to change this when you speak to the attorneys, that's fine. They just want to get an idea. So it's to the best of your knowledge, okay? Were you spraying this Roundup at home or work? Or what was this for?
What is residential area?
Residential? Okay. And
Yeah.
do you know the address of where you were spraying it?
Yes, 73 Evergreen, Dumas,
73.
Arkansas.
Say it again.
73 Evergreen, Dumas,
Ever,
Arkansas,
ever,
71639.
evergreen. Do you still live at that residence?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. 73 Evergreen.
Street.
Street. And where is that at?
Dumas, Arkansas. D-U-M-A-S.
All right. And it's 71639.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this a this is a house, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Is this the only place that you were spraying it, sir? Or did you have another residence?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was anybody else affected, directly affected that needed help filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for going over that. Okay. And you are between the ages of 18 and 79. How many years were you spraying the Roundup for?
About 6 years.
6 years. And then were you spraying it like twice a month?
Yes. I was using like
twice a month. Three times a month. What do you say for 7 months of the year?
And I was using it like 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, okay. So you're using it two to three times.
Yeah, like once or two times a week.
Okay, so we'll put 2 times a week. So that was 8 times a month. And then you would say for how many times a year? Like, were you doing it from like what, April to October?
I was doing it for like some years.
No, I know, but out of the year, how many months were you doing it out of the year is what I'm asking.
Probably about eight to nine months.
Okay, so we put eight months out of the year you're doing it, and you're doing it 8 times a month, so okay, hold on 1 second. Sixty-four times a year for 6 years. So 384 exposures. Okay. And you're being directly exposed, right? You're the one doing it?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. You are a US resident, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have any of these illnesses? Do you have, like, a hepatitis B or hepatitis C?
No, ma'am.
Do you have any organ transplants?
No, ma'am.
HIV or autoimmune diseases?
No, ma'am.
Lupus or Epstein-Barr?
No, ma'am.
Arthritis or diabetes?
No, ma'am.
Any other type of chemotherapy due to the NHL diagnosis? Do you have any other type of cancer that you had to do chemotherapy for besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, ma'am.
Okay, do you have any family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so Taekwon, your first name is T-Y-Q-U-A-N, last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Did you have a suffix in your name?
Who?
Are you a junior or a senior?
No.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
Okay. And are you single, married, widowed, or divorced?
Single.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
02/14/1989.
All right, Valentine's Day, baby. All right, and then can you confirm your social for me?
430-737-117.
All right, I have 430-737-117, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you first learn your connection between the Roundup and your injuries and the cancer? Was that when you were at the doctor's, or do you become ill?
Yes. I had shortness of, I had breathing issues, chest pain, weight loss.
Okay. So you got ill and you went to the doctors. And that was,
yes.
When was the first time you went to the doctors? Was that before your diagnosis date? Or was that the same as the diagnosis date?
Yeah, it was around the same as the diagnosis date.
What would you say, like a day or two before or the day of? Couple
probably
days
the
before.
Day of. Yeah.
Maybe 5/19.
I'd say 2020.
Okay, so 5/20.
What was your question?
It's okay. When was the first connection that the Roundup, that you became aware of the Roundup related to your injuries? Was that when you received the diagnosis, or was it later?
Yeah, it was when I received a diagnosis in 2017.
Okay.
Around May 2017.
Okay. How? What's your height?
I'm 6'1".
Okay, and then about approximately how much do you weigh?
237.
Okay, and I have your primary phone number is 870-360-6716. Did you have an email that you had access to that I could send documents to?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Taekwondw788@gmail.com.
All right. Perfect. Thank you for going over that. And then this is your phone number. What's the best time for the attorneys to call you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evenings, because I get off at sometimes I get off between 3 to 4 o'clock, so I say evening.
Okay.
I only have a 30-minute lunch, so I say by 4 o'clock is
okay.
The perfect time.
Okay, and so you did pray it 8 times a month for 6 years.
Yes.
Okay. When was the first time that you started using Roundup? You said you used it for 6 years and you were diagnosed in 2017.
Yeah.
So was that like
2001? Yeah, March. 2011. May 2011. I mean, March 2011.
Is when you start. Okay, so.
When I start using.
Okay, so. That's what I meant, 2011. Okay, so March 1st, we'll say. 2011, and then you stopped using it. Was it right before you got diagnosed? Like,
yes, I stopped using it May 2017.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then you stopped using it, obviously, because you became ill and got the diagnosis.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then you were spraying it monthly. Were you using a hand sprayer, backpack, or tractor, or hose? Like, how were you spraying it?
Hand sprayer.
Were you using any type of protective gear?
No.
Nope. Okay. And then this is just like what, your residential area around property line, or how were you spraying it?
Yeah, property line, fence line.
Perfect. And then,
I just got your email too.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. The questions are really repetitive, so I apologize. I just have to keep going. Okay, Arkansas is where you are in residential. You were directly exposed every time you were doing it because it was you spraying it correctly.
Yes.
Every time. It's like this that's a silly question. And you had approximately 384 exposures. Do you live by a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
Yes.
You do get your water from a well?
Yes.
Okay. Has it ever been tested?
Oh, you talking about like a? No, you talking about like a well at a property at my house?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any type of herbicides like Agent Orange or Benzine?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Were you using concentrate or pre-mixed solution?
Concentrated.
Okay. Do you know where you were purchasing that concentrate? Was it like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
I know I got some from Walmart before, but I can't remember.
Okay, I'll just put Walmart in Arkansas. It's fine. What about, would you be able to show proof of purchases or receipts? Do you have any of that, like on your credit card or anything like that?
Nah, it's been so long.
Maybe bank statements could show proof of purchase?
Nah, this is back in 2017.
I'll just put not available. Do you have any, you don't have any in your possession still, do you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you smoke?
Cigarettes.
No? Okay. You do smoke?
No. No,
okay.
I was saying I don't smoke cigarettes anymore.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost work because of treatment-related conditions?
A lot of work, yes.
Okay. So lost work because of treatment, because of cancer?
Yes, the cancer and the treatment.
Cancer treatment. Both. Okay. And then, and that was what, in like 2017?
Yes.
Were you ever in the military, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No disability or compensation claims or bankruptcy or anything like that? And no criminal offenses or anything like that? Okay. Do you know your primary physician? Like, do you know the doctor's name who was your oncologist?
Well, the doctor's name was Eric Wilson. It's D E R E K M I D D.
Say his last name again.
D M I D D L E T O N.
Okay, you missed me. D, say it one more time.
His whole name was last, or the, which was
last
which
name.
One you want me to pronounce? Milton. LIDDLETON.
Littleton?
Yes.
Eric Littleton.
No, Derek.
Derek.
His first name is.
I got it, yeah. Derek. He's a hematologist and oncologist. All right, I found him. Young,
okay.
He's a young doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Or he looks young, at least. Did you see him at the one at the cancer center in Little Rock?
No, in the hospital.
Eldora or Magnolia?
Dumas, Arkansas or Little Rock.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And then now, was it the Cardiac Cancer Center? Is that where you were seeing treatment at?
I can't hear you repeat it.
Where were you receiving treatment at? What hospital?
It's in Little Rock.
Is it the Cartier Cancer Center?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. All right. How has this affected your life?
It's affected my life tremendously, man. It's like, and enjoy time with my kids.
You got kids?
Yes, I have three daughters.
Oh. How old are they?
I have a 14-year-old, 6-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Oh, I got a 7 and 8 year old boy. Boys, let me tell you, they're a lot, aren't they?
That's what I wanted. I wanted all boys, but somehow, I guess the Lord was trying to slow me down.
Oh, you got a girl in that?
I got three of them, all three girls.
Oh, all three girls. I thought you said boys for a second. No. Oh, wow. You got your hands full.
I thought I was going to have boys.
Well, God had a different plan for you. You know. All right, sir. Well, hold on 1 second. Just getting the rest of this information put into the file real quick. All right. And then. All right. So it has impacted your life significantly.
Yeah, loss
ability
of,
to live.
Loss
yeah.
Of
ability.
You know how they doing with this disability? You know, I've been trying. Can't do nothing.
Yeah. So your first date, you were treated in the hospital, was what, 5-7? Are we going? How first time you were Yeah, so 5/20 was the first time you were treated in the hospital. 5/20 on your diagnosis date.
2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna put date you were treated was the same. That is the same as your date treated here. What type of did you do? What type of treatment did you receive? Like stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Yeah. Like what type of test they ran?
Well, yeah. What type of recovery have you had to do for the NHL? Did you do chemo?
Yeah, I did chemo. I did chemo. Man, I did so many different ones.
It's okay, hold on.
Show was chemo.
Let's see. All right. Chemo, radiation, probably pain management.
Yeah. Painkillers. Yeah. They had me do the CAT scan, TC CAT scan.
It's pretty painful, that radiation.
They put me through some noisy thing. It just had my ears ringing in.
Okay. All right. So I do have to go ahead, and we do request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, sir. This is just to make sure we can continue the case for you and for your girls. You know, this is your lawsuit, and we can only help you out, you know, if you are responsive. So they found it necessary in other instances to have an emergency contact. I can put someone that lives with you or doesn't live with you. It's up to you.
I do my big sister.
Okay. And what's her name?
Latasha Dale.
LATASHIA?
LAS.
What's her last name? Dell, Dell?
DEAL, Dale.
Oh, DALL. Okay. And then, oh, DAL. Okay. And then, what's her phone number?
870-377-2299.
All right, perfect. And you gave me permission to contact her if we do need to.
Yes.
Okay, sir. So I do look like I have everything wrapped up here. Let me go ahead and go through it with you real quick just to verify you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself, Mr. Williams. Taekwon, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in at home at 73 Evergreen Street in Dumas, Arkansas. And that was do, 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 do. My goodness, what did I just do with it? Back on 5/20, 5/20, 2017. And your first name I have is TYQUAN, last name Williams, WILLIAMS. I have your birthday as 2/14/1989. And the last four of your social is 7117.
Yes, ma'am.
You're 6'1", about 237 pounds. You were spraying Roundup about 8 times a month for 8 months out of the year, giving you about 384 exposures. You started Roundup in three around March of 2011 and stopped around May
May.
1st of 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. All right. And because you came ill, you went to the doctors. You were using a hand sprayer, directly affected, using concentrate. Okay, so everything looks right. Was there anything additional that you would want me to put in the file to let the attorneys know or anything like that, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and have you sign some documents while I'm on the phone with you. I'm going to send them to you right now. They're just generating really quick. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes.
Okay. So once you receive it, you're going to want to adopt and sign a signature. You might have to use your finger to adopt and sign it, but you'll press agree, adopt and sign, press start, tap all the yellow fields where it says initial. And then once you press finish, go ahead and let me know. You can put me on speakerphone if that's
Okay.
easier. And I'm going to send you my contact information while you do that.
Is it coming through my email or text message?
It'll come through your text message. It comes through both, but the text messages is easiest.
Oh, I got it. I got the text message first.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to open it.
Okay. Okay, it just popped up just a little.
What's it like, 7 o'clock in Arkansas right now? 8 o'clock?
Nice. 5:28.
Oh, yeah. 5:20, 3 hours.
So on the highlighted where it say printing information, oh, okay.
You just tap it and then it'll initial your initials. And then once you tap all the fields, there'll be a finish button.
I should be finished. I just hit the button. Let me see what it says.
Yeah, once you press finish, it sends you a PDF file to your email, so you'll have records of everything we talked about. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, I think I just.
Yep, you did it. So, Mr. Williams, thank you for doing that. Yeah, basically now you'll have records for yourself in your email. Basically, from now here, what I'm going to go ahead and do is because you do not have this. Let's see. I'm going to send you a text message from my direct phone number. It's going to be a 949 phone number. My first name's Courtney. If you have any questions regarding the file, you can always contact me. I'm located on the West Coast, so I'm 3 hours behind you, but any time of day, really, you can call me.
Oh, so it's like 2 o'clock over there then.
It's
One,
3:30.
3:30.
Yeah, I'm 3 hours
Okay.
behind you.
I just received your text message.
Yeah, so save my phone number so you have it. I will be sending you the attorney's information once I get their information and I'm able to send it over to you. But basically, just before we wrap up, I want to just emphasize how important you are in this process. Basically, Mr. Williams, this is your case. So we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. They'll be calling you within 48 hours. So you want to keep an eye out for their phone number. If they do leave a message, you want to make sure you call them back in a timely manner. And I'll send you their phone number once I get it, okay?
Yes, I was just going to say, could you give
Yeah,
me the number?
of course I will. And then again, just remember this is a legal contract between you and the attorneys. So it's really important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then basically, if you can gather any supporting documents to help build your case, we recommend that you do that. And then, like, if you had any other questions, Mr. Williams, I'm here to help you. So again, don't hesitate to call.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Okay. So for right now, you're good. If you don't, I would just say, like, if you don't hear, it's Monday. If you don't hear from them by like Friday, maybe early next week, give me a call and I can update the file to make sure, kind of see where the status is at for you.
Okay, I sure most definitely will.
Yeah. Want to make sure you stay on top of it and in contact with the attorneys so to get the case moving forward and get you the compensation that you and your family deserve, okay?
You said call by Friday, call, reach out to you by Friday or Monday if I
Yeah,
don't hear anything.
that sounds
Okay.
about right. Yes.
Okay, then.
All right, Mr. Williams. Enjoy your evening.
You
I got a
too as well.
couple more
How
hours of work to
the
go. Oh, it's good.
weather is out there?
It's good. It's been a little overcast, but it's good. It's been warm. It's supposed to cool down by the end of the week, but it was hot this
We down
weekend.
here in the country. We need some rain.
Oh, you got rained? Well, you guys had all the
I
hurricanes. You had
said,
like a hurricanes, right?
no. We down in the country, and we don't really get rain like that. But we get tornadoes, but we ain't really had
Oh.
no rain in, I want to say, about 2 months.
Oh,
You got
no.
yes. Well, over the weekend, you got a light shower for about 35 minutes, and that was that. And that was unexpected.
Yeah. I know we need rain. We need it. All right. Well, you have a good evening and I will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, you have a nice one too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.